Hello.
Hi, Eris?
Yes.
Hi, Eris. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. I just got off the phone with Dan.
Okay.
He wanted me to call you so that you could do the conference call because he doesn't know how to do it, he said.
Okay, let me try. I'm not the savviest person, but I would try right now, Nadine, okay? And I'm gonna
no worries.
I'm going to ask you something. I have the washing machine on. Can you hear that?
No, not at all. I don't hear anything.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Give me a second.
Okay, no worries.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Iris.
Hi. Welcome. I'm with Nadine.
Oh, you've been here. Great.
We're all on the phone. Hi.
Good job.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. So, Iris, so, you know, Dan and I had talked a while back regarding, you know, with first page placement on Google. I don't know. Dan, did she get an opportunity to take a look at the emails? Did you see the emails, Iris?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We saw the email together, and
okay.
I did want to speak with you. I am helping Daniel and Minnow Contractors with administration, sales,
right.
Local advertising. Primarily, Dan and I had a brief conversation on Wednesday, primarily on creating advertising content and material that may
right.
help us get back on track and position. Like, Mino used to be in the area of Brooklyn. Mino
right.
has so many great projects that they have done that I don't think this is going to be hard at all, Nadine. So I did want to speak with you about your strategy.
Okay.
What exactly, do a little bit of a breakdown of what exactly do we have on this email in a much of a simpler language. I was reading. And when it comes to Google positioning, is this pay-per-click?
No, it is not. So the way that it's broken down, we incur the cost per click. You guys don't because we're providing it to you at a fixed flat rate. Now, when you take a look, like, for example, right, if you went with a Premier Platinum package, what we do with the $5.99, we
yeah.
allocate $300 of that to the Google ads, and then $100 is also allocated to the Facebook ads. So it's not that you guys are incurring the cost per click. We are. We're managing both. We get it at a different rate, being that we're a Google channel partner and also to Facebook.
Yeah.
So if at any time, let's just say, you guys did want to allocate more money to the Google ads or the Facebook ads, you guys
mm-hmm.
can allocate more money at any time. But that is what we do with the $5.99. We allocate $300 of that to Google ads, and we allocate $100 to the Facebook ads. So technically,
okay.
we're the ones managing it, but you guys aren't actually incurring the cost per click. We are. Does
okay.
that make a little bit of sense?
That makes more sense. Okay. So
okay.
it is pay-per-click, also, but also adding Facebook ads to that.
Correct. To the package that says the Premier Platinum with the Facebook ads, which
yeah.
is the Google advertising with Facebook ads, that package
mm-hmm.
includes the two spotlight positions on Google. So Google ads, the local listing on the first page, and it also includes the Facebook ads as well. And then, of course, the directory submission, the voice activated searches, being local as well. And then, you know, it comes along with the Google Analytics, right, which is a reporting system. So you guys are able to track all of that.
When it comes to local listings, that means
uh-huh.
the local area, the local people in the area, when they go on Google, there are going to be some keywords, or whenever they're looking for same services, Minnow, it's going to be positioned there to be found.
On the first page, correct, amongst those on the first page. So we don't have a way, Eris, of saying, okay, you know, minimum associate is going to be number one or number six. You know that it does depend on where they're performing the search or what keyword or keyword search term they're using. So with the local listing and the local map, that will get him found in his zip code, and it's going to cover, depending on the area, it can cover anywhere from 15 to 20 miles. To cover outside of that, okay, is why we run the Google and the Facebook ads. With the Google ads, keep in mind, you could target specific zip codes, counties, or by mile radius. Okay, you could be very specific to where those Google ads are appearing. Okay?
Yes.
Same thing with the Facebook ads. Facebook ads, we could target a specific audience that has an interest, an audience by an income level, or by location. Okay.
Good.
With the local listing, I believe you get, I think it's 17 to 20 keywords or keyword phrases. Okay. With the Google ads, you can have up to 50 keywords.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, local listings. You know, I always get a little bit confused, and I know you explained it. I just got to put a little bit more mind into it. Local listings and Google ads.
I'll explain. Local listings.
What are local online directories?
Yes. So the local map is what we call the local listing, right? It's when you do that search on Google, you'll see the map that appears, and then there's businesses right below it, right?
Yes. Okay.
That's called the local map section, okay? The ones at the top on the first page of Google that'll say ad next to it, AD, those are the Google ads. Sometimes you'll see two. Sometimes you'll see three. It just depends.
Yes.
And those are on a rotation, right? So, again, pertaining to your keywords, your keyword phrases, you know, the areas that you're targeting with the Google ads is when you're appearing, right?
Okay.
And we were very specific.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. No, of course not.
What's the mobile platform offer?
Mobile platform is, you know, nowadays everybody's on their phone. It's not on their tablet.
Yeah.
So we make sure that we're also giving you exposure on iPhones, Androids, tablets, any type of smartphone, the voice-activated searches or giving you that exposure through Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Siri. So, you know, a lot of times people are saying, you know, just to kind of throw it out there, I use my Alexa all the time. Alexa, find me a plumber near me, you know, as well as when I was doing the search for my phone, too, when I was in need of a plumber. And going on Facebook. I mean, you know, that's an urgency, right? But a lot of, you know, nowadays, I mean, technology has just changed so much, right? So we want to make sure that you're also being found when they are using those devices, that they're still pulling you up on Google on the first page through those devices. So if they're asking for your specific keywords, like asking, you know, Alexa or Google Home, you know, you'll be pulled up. Minnow Associates, LLC, the, you know, Alexa will say your phone number. And when they're saying call now, they're calling you directly, right?
Yeah.
So that's how those devices work. So it's basically the same as if you were doing the search on your desktop, except you're doing it through a voice-activated search or you're doing it from your phone.
Yeah. I have Siri because I have Apple, and I actually do it all the time.
So
I
do
I. I ask questions all the time. Yeah.
My husband, we were just talking about that last night. My husband's like, we were watching this movie, and he says, it was this boxing movie, and he said, I'm all, that was his trainer to begin with, and I'm all, Siri, who was so-and-so's first trainer when he was boxing? And right away pulled it up, you know, off of Google. So, yeah.
I like that. I like this. When it comes to directory submission packages, again, is that the same thing as exclusive local listings?
So directory submission is what we do. We have 60-plus directories, right? So we do this directory submission, which means we're also going to list the business on popular directories that are within your area, okay? Some of those, just to mention, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, White Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Those are just naming a few of them, okay? There's some directories that pertain to, like, event planning, right? Catering events. Well, obviously, we're not going to list him on those because it's not relevant to his services, right?
Yeah.
Right. But where it is relevant is where you'll be submitted because, I mean, a lot of people also search on those directories. Now, let's just say you already had some of those where you are listed. What we do is that whenever we're updating your content, we're updating it across the board. We want to make sure everything is uniform. The name, you know, if you want the address to show that the address is the same across the board, the phone number, right? So we make it very uniform. So we even run it's a name address cleanup. So wherever you are listed, we will make sure that all the content is the same.
Okay. Can you give me an example of one of the directing submissions platforms?
Yeah. For example, Yelp is one of them, Yahoo, yeah. Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce is another one. There's like Yellow Pages, White Pages. I mean, there's just a number of them. I always like to name the most popular ones.
Yeah, of course. How would I be able to access the Google Analytics?
Perfect. So we do provide what's called a tracking system, right? We create a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track all of that. We'll provide you with a username and a password. It's just, you know, it's the same one you would use or that even Dan would use, right? It's not like two separate usernames and passwords. So that you receive within 5 to 7 days. We provide you the link, username, and password. You guys can update it to a password of your choice. And that's where you're able to track all the keywords you're listed for, view your campaigns. You can see where they perform the location of the search. You can see how many phone calls or emails have been received. So you can track everything in that Google Analytics. So we'll provide you that username and password so that you can log into the reporting system at any time of the day. And just keep in mind, I mean, if you do update the password, just make sure that you guys both know the password.
Of course. Nadine, is this username and password going to take me to a Google Ad account management?
It is going to take you to our account dashboard. So it'll say local splash. In fact, let me see if I might not have sent, let me send you right now while we're on the phone just what it kind of looks like. Do you have access to the info?
It's your own platform.
Yes, correct.
Does that mean then you will create or you have, and I'm sorry for my ignorance, just because I'm not very experienced with the Google Ads platform. So you have your own Google Ads platforms, or you create one for Minnow, or you have your own where you have all your accounts together?
No, we actually have, so we have what's called, it's actually our client support team. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account, right? We service a lot of businesses, but we do everything within our company, okay? Yes. So they have all the Google Analytics. They, in fact, are the ones who, because once we get you guys signed up, right, we do set up what's called a client interview with one of the technicians who's highly trained and certified, okay? They go over the content creation because we're going to be doing all the work. So they'll discuss with you the keyword phrases, the areas that we're targeting, the Facebook ads, the Google ads. They're going to go over way more in detail. That client interview is super important because what they're doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, going over more in detail in specific to the keywords and keyword phrases and areas that we're targeting, right? That's where I like to say that the magic happens, okay? So that client interview, it typically can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details that you both have, right? But at any time, you know, you can request to have the account reviewed, you know, kind of go over the reports with you guys. You can also, if you wanted, even through that that client dashboard, you can log in there if you want to run a promotion, if you want to change any of your content, if you want to add keywords. I mean, you can also do that too, but you're always going to have the assistance of your account management team who is going to assist you with everything. Because really, it's our job to manage it for you. So like his current profile page on Google, okay, we would have to be added as managers, okay, so that way we can manage it. Right? Not owners. We would have to be added as managers. And that's how we're able to maintain, manage it on the first page as well as the Google ads and so forth.
Okay. I like this. I'm sorry, Dan. What was that?
I'm good with it. If you're good with it.
I am good with it. I think we will learn more about it. I understand everything, but we will learn more about it in the process. And besides from learning, I think we can even come up with other ideas. Like you said, Nadine, in the process of creating keywords and content, we can improve according to campaigns and results. We can improve the content, improve the campaigns to get better results if we have to. I think this is more of a learning process, and we will learn more and implement other ideas in the process.
Yeah, and you know, any time that you guys have questions, you have a concern or anything regarding your account, you'll always contact our customer service. I mean, and I'll tell you, we're dedicated to our clients because you know, as long as you guys are successful with our program, I mean, that's going to equal our success just as well, right? And, and you know, and listen, I have some clients that have signed up and they're like, listen, I don't want to deal with any of it. I'm letting you guys handle it all. I want to focus on my jobs. And then you have some clients that are like, I still want to kind of be hands-on. So this program is created, especially with the client dashboard, where it's geared for both type of business owners, right? And, you know, I mean, we're going to earn your business, I'll tell you, month in and month out. We don't just throw you up there and say, good luck, now swim, you know?
Yes.
So we're definitely...
But I would like to be involved 100%.
300%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And anytime, you know, again, I mean, you'll always be able to go in and access through your client dashboard because that's where you're going to be able to track everything. Like I said, you know, you could see how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed that location of the search, what keywords you have listed, right? You can view your campaigns. So, and they track everything as well, and they're looking, you know. And there's times that they'll call you and update you. You can at any time request to review the account, you know, ask them, you know, hey, you know, what can we do to improve in this area? Do we need to change keywords? What about this keyword? I mean, they're always going to be able to assist you. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So your guys' time zone, it would be for you 10 to 7 that we are here Monday through Friday. Okay.
I love it. Yes.
Okay. Let's join.
I'm actually excited. I like it. I like everything and excited to learn more, to get involved. I'm going to be creating content as well in the office in other forms and other formats.
Right.
Parallel with this program, I think it's going to be good.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'll tell you this, one thing I will stress to you, Aries, is that since we're going to be the ones managing the profile page on Google, the Google ads and the Facebook ads, there's nothing you need to do on your end regarding that. So I'm going to tell you, don't run Facebook ads, don't run Google ads on your own, only because instead of helping you guys, it'll hurt you. More than anything, and you're spending more money. Exactly. So as far as us handling all that, we'll take care of that. Anything that you do outside of that, one thing I will tell you, and we always ask, right? Let's say you guys want to do, you know, because you're also handling other stuff, right? Let's say you want to do some other type of online marketing, right? The only thing that we ask you is give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We will reference it, okay, to make sure that we're not already providing you that service, because we don't want you guys spending more money if you don't need to, right? So always make sure just to kind of run it by us real quick. We're not saying you can't do it. We're just saying that give us a call so we can make sure that that service is not already included in the package that we're you know, servicing for you. Because again, because I'll tell you, I have seen companies that I've spoken with and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like using three different companies for their Google profile page. And I'm like, why are you guys paying three different companies? Oh, well, one's doing this. I'm all, okay, only one company can manage your Google profile page. Those other two companies are just taking your money. There's nothing they could do even if they wanted to. So, I mean, I've come across some businesses like that, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, these poor things. They're spending money that's, like, for what? Those other two companies can't even touch their Google profile page because only one can manage it. So you'd be surprised when I come across it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
To whom do we give, like, the list of zip codes we want to reach?
So what we're going to do right now is what I do is I set up the account. Okay. I'm assuming both you and Aries are the ones that are going to be making changes at any time, right? Or do you want her just being the primary? I would assume both of you, right?
I wouldn't do anything without consulting with Dan. I think we both, and Daniel is also very creative. I think both working on it together will be even better. Yeah, we're going to be working on that.
Right. So what we do first is, well, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, right? So what I do is I get everything set up. It takes about maybe 10, 15 minutes. So we verify the business information. We go over the billing. We do the voice verification, and then we also go over some notes that are going to be notes sent over for your client interview. The client interview, if we don't set it up for today, okay, based on your availability as well, we can also set it up for Monday. So in the client interview, that's the most important, okay, because they're going to conduct with you going over, basically crossing all the T's, like I said, dotting all the I's. Mm-hmm. They're going to be more descriptive in the zip codes you want to target, the keywords, and so forth, right? So if Monday works better for you guys for your client interview, we can schedule that for Monday. Today, I mean, the latest appointment I have, and this would be at your time, would be 4 to 5 o'clock today. I don't know if that's kind of cutting it short for you guys because, you know, to kind of give you a little bit
Monday
of time.
Monday works better. For me.
Okay. What about you, Aries?
I haven't gone over the zip code yet.
Okay. Would it be both of you on that call as a conference call?
Aris, are you good for that?
Yes, of course. I will also, I want to be on that call. But the only thing, Nadine, Monday will only work for me after 2 o'clock.
After two? Okay, so Monday, here's the times that I have available, okay?
Yes.
I actually have, let's see here, I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7.
4 to 5 is good for me.
4 to 5 is good for me as well.
Awesome. Okay. Let me just put you guys down right now for that time. And then... All right, so I'm going to put you guys down for 4 to 5. All right, and then, Dan, are we creating the account under your name? But I am going to notate it that Aries is also one who can make changes to the account as well.
Yes.
Okay, and then your first name is Daniel, but do you go by Dan, Daniel? What do you prefer?
Daniel.
Daniel, okay. Last name is Miller?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the best number we can reach you on, Daniel, is going to be the 917-418-0758, right? That's the best number for you. Okay.
Correct.
I do show that the number for the business is the 718-383-3179. That's the number that should be listed for the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Right now, I show the company reading as Minow Associates LLC. That's how it should read.
Correct.
Without, well, although, see, I see it like on the Home Advisor Angie's listing, but on your Google profile page, it does not have the LLC. Do you want it included or keep it as it is?
Well,
I don't think we should include it, Daniel.
Okay.
But you
on
decide.
On our website, our email is info@minnowcontractors.com. So maybe we could stick with Minow Contractors?
It's up to you. It's completely up to you. This is where I want to make sure how you want it listed, and that's why I verify it, because we're going to make sure that it's uniform across the board. So however you are going to want it listed.
Harris, I think Minow Contractors, so it matches the info at minnowcontractors.com.
So it matches the info with the website. Yes, you're right,
yes.
Daniel.
Okay, so Minow Contractors.
Minow Contractors. Okay.
Sorry, M-I-N-N-O-W.
Got it. And contractors with an S at the end, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, there is an address that currently shows on your profile page on Google. It's 289 Messerol Street,
no,
Suite 202. That's an old address. Okay.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. So we will update the address. However,
okay.
Is this an address that you want to show?
Yes, it's our office.
It's an actual office that people can go to, right?
Yes.
Yeah, conference table, everything.
Okay. And what's that address? I see that there's an address also coming up as 302 Metropolitan Avenue.
No, that's also an old office address.
Okay. What's the current address?
The current one is 21. Dunham, D-U-N-H-A-M, Place, Brooklyn, New York, 11249.
Is there a suite number or anything like that?
I think so, but I don't know what it is. But it says it right on the bell. It's very large. So don't need it.
Okay. Is there a way that we can confirm that? Because since we are going to be updating the address, okay, Google is going to send out another PIN code, and it's going to be sent to that address, okay? So we need to make sure that you guys get that PIN code since we are updating it in the system.
They're going to send it by mail, you mean?
Yes, they will send a PIN code in the mail. It'll come from Google. So if there is a suite number, I need to have that, because when they send that PIN code, what'll happen is if we don't have the suite number, it's not going to get to you guys, and we need that PIN code. Okay? So if you're not sure, if you can at least confirm that by your client interview, and I'll notate it in the notes that you're going to confirm if it does have the suite number. Okay.
It's on my business cards. No, we don't even have it on the business card.
You don't think we'd get the mail, Dan, just by Minow Contractors, just by the mail with the name on it? You think we'll get it, or is that?
Yeah, no, we always get our mail there. It's a small building. I would say suite. Oh,
why don't we do this?
I don't want to guess.
Don't guess. Here's what I would say. Come Monday, okay, when you have your client interview, at least have it confirmed by Ben if there's a suite number.
Okay.
That gives you a couple of days.
Okay.
We'll make it easier for you. Okay.
Sure.
All right. And then I do have the link to the website. These photos are gorgeous, I tell you. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks. Yeah, we do good work.
Yeah. I will tell you. So if I'm looking at your website shows the address, but it does not have it doesn't have the suite number. So just confirm that for them on Monday when you have your client interview, just to confirm if it does need the suite number or not. Okay. I don't even see it on your website, but still, we would just want to make sure that that, you know, because more than likely, I could tell you 99, they're going to end up sending you a new PIN code because we're updating the address and the company name. Okay. So they're going to want to make sure. And we don't want the LLC included in that, right? Just Minnow Contractors?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm also going to list Aries as a contact who is authorized to make changes to the account. Her name is spelled A-R-I-S. What's your last name?
My last name is Tejada, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, J, A as in Apple, D as in David, A as in Apple.
Tejada. Okay. What's your, and then this is the best phone number, I mean, for us to call you at, right? Because what they'll do, Aries, is that when you call in, let's say you want to make a change to the account, you know, Daniel didn't have time to call, they'll verify you by your phone number, okay? 347-573-6209, correct?
That's correct. That's
okay. I know it's on my phone system, but I still like to just kind of confirm everything.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And then the next thing here, we're going to make sure that that address shows. Okay. And then now for the billing, the card that we're using, whose name is on the card? Is it your name, Daniel? Does it have the company name or both?
It's going to be my wife's Amex, believe it or not, because
your wife? Okay, is your wife with you?
I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it as soon as I get my new card, which was fraudulently used.
Okay, no worries. Is your wife with you by chance?
No.
Okay. When is she going to be with you?
This evening. Or late this afternoon.
Okay. So we're going to do this, right? Because it is, well, the thing is, we can use her card. We can use her card. We don't do the check phone system. We can use her card. The only thing is that I have to do the voice verification with your wife. What it does, and it's because it's for her protection as well as yours, since we're using her card for the payment, it's going to outline our service agreement with her. It's an added form of protection that we also send in writing along with the invoice, okay? So it's going to go over the billing date.
With mine.
It's okay. It's okay. We can at least in the meantime go over the note. I can call her, yeah, after we do this, but I would prefer that you let her know that I'll be calling. So
okay.
She's like,
no problem.
Who's just calling me with my credit card number, you know? So let's at least go over the notes. These are going to be basic notes for the technician, okay? For your client interviews. So I want to go through that first. Now, what are just some of the services? Let's just name a few of the services that we're going to be notating on your account. They're going to go over more in detail with you, okay? So I know both, this is for both residential and commercial, right? Or do you kind of have a preference?
No.
Okay. And what are some of the services you want me to notate on here?
I'm not sure what the correct wording is for gut renovations, but I guess gut renovations.
Duct renovations?
Oh, gut. G-U-T.
Oh, gut renovations. Okay. Let me take a look at your website, see what I see on there. We're also going to make sure that your website is attached, you know, wherever we're listing your business, because it's definitely, so renovations, it looks like excavation. You do excavating and foundations too, right?
Well, new
construction.
New construction.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab some keywords off of here that I see, and then they're going to go over way more in detail with you. So I just kind of want to give them, it looks like excavations, foundation, structural steel, building exterior.
That's not really our, I mean, we do complete new construction.
Complete, okay, that's what I want to put too. Okay.
Apartment renovations.
Uh-huh.
Kitchen. Bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Do you think of anything else?
Yeah, when it comes to interior renovations, interior might be a good key word.
Yes.
In case somebody, yeah.
Absolutely.
Restaurants.
Well, yeah, commercial and residential. When it comes
yes.
to new constructions and renovations as well. Interior, exterior, two good keywords.
Perfect.
I think, yeah.
This is definitely a good start. During the client interview, I just kind of wanted to give them a little bit of where they know where to go off of. Okay.
Okay. Good.
And then now I believe you do have a Facebook page already set up, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to grab that link too. And then now when we're talking about just off the, are you going to want to provide specific zip codes for the areas that we're going to be targeting? Are you going to
yes.
want to, okay. So do you want to give that during the client interview? Do you know just a few off the top of your head?
We can get ready. We could write this information down. Like, I want to make
okay.
sure I have all the keywords.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, there are neighborhoods that we
– Uh-huh.
I don't mind the neighborhoods, but they generally don't spend a lot on renovations. And
they don't know the
that,
quality in their, and they don't understand. I know exactly what you're saying. Yes. they
so
don't,
we want to be.
Yeah, you want to, there's a certain type of clientele you want to target, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And then
okay.
now when it comes to the method of contact, okay, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What is your preference?
I prefer emails and probably with a combination, because just in case they call us and we're not available or we miss the call, maybe
uh-huh.
emails and text, believe it or not.
I think that,
then we...
yeah, info@mineralcontractors.com.
Okay. So, and that is the email address that I have. So anytime if someone fills out like a lead form, right, they have
mm-hmm.
an interest in your company, you'll receive an email with that information.
Good.
Okay. So what I'm going to notate on here, okay, we'll be providing specific zip codes during client interview.
And we'll also add later someone who's going to answer the office phone.
Okay. No worries. And then I'm going to put on here all three because I think it's good that you have all method of contacts. What are typically your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday
and
through Friday.
Texting
what time?
My number is good.
Okay. What's a good time? Is it like 8 to 5, 8 to 6, 9 to 5?
Nine to five.
Okay.
Or actually, for text?
It could be, it's just typically like the hours of operation, not necessarily if they're texting
okay.
you. Okay.
9 to 5.
Okay.
Maybe,
and then.
Can I clarify something? Can I ask
yeah,
something?
Of course. Yeah.
When you said call, what type of method to be contacted, I thought it was from the office to us. I didn't think it was from the client.
It could be from the clients. It could be from us. So typically, do you guys just prefer that you're getting a call or a message? I will tell you this. When we're contacting you, we're going to use all three. we're going to call you, we're going to text you, we're going to email you, right? Because we want to make sure that we're able to reach you. But, you know, some people, they don't really check their emails. So they'll say, I prefer you guys call or text me, right?
Oh, then in that case, all three when it comes to all clients three. As well.
Absolutely.
Okay. But
Alice, I'll talk to you later about how we're going to answer the office phone.
Of course.
Because I just fired my secretary. So
no worries.
We'll get somebody new answering the phone shortly.
Okay. And then, let's see. What forms of payments do you typically accept from your clients?
We take pretty much any form of payment. Though,
cash, check, credit card.
Cash, yes.
Credit cards, Zelle, PayPal, any of those?
Both of those also, I think there's a QuickBooks method of payment.
So Zelle and PayPal, right? Or no?
PayPal, I'm not sure. Zelle, yes.
Okay.
And QuickBooks online, there's a payment method, I believe.
Okay. All right.
I'll have to ask my accountant.
No worries. Okay. So the only thing left to do is, so we'll need to call your wife, okay, just so you know what I'm going to go over with her, okay, and I will do the voice verification with you. I know for this first payment, right, we're going to use her card. And then you said
that I'm going to set up auto payment through my bank.
Okay, perfect. So through your bank card, right?
Yeah, through New York Community Bank.
Okay, so what we're going to do is this. Since we're going to do the first payment with her card, it's going to be the $698, right? That's what the first payment's going to be. I'm going to read you
right.
The voice verification, Daniel, just so you understand what I'm going to read to her. Okay.
It's okay.
So
it's okay.
And
you don't have to
and just so you know, okay. So in the voice verification, what and I'll explain to her how she's going to answer it. But what I'm also going to mention to her in there that the first payment is going to be $698 for the initial investment. It's also going to state in there that it is a 2-month verbal commitment, but the next payment will not be until September 26th. In the amount of $599, okay? From there...
Okay, and that would be set up already with
yes.
The,
so
house.
here's what I'm going to suggest to you. So because your payments will be on the 26th of every month, okay, You want to call at least 3 business days before the 26th, before September 26th, to give us the updated card information, or else it's going to charge her card. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It's going to be ACH, I believe.
We don't do ACH. We used to do that years ago. Yeah, we used to do it years ago, and then there was just a lot of issues with it, so they haven't done that in, I would say, as long as I've been here, and I've been here 5 years now. So
okay,
it would
no
have
problem.
To be with a credit or debit card. Otherwise, it's going to charge your wife's card every 26
no problem.
Of the month. Okay? So yep. If you're going to change the card, make sure you call 3 business days before that next billing is due. So 3 business days before September 26th. Okay?
No problem.
I will notate in the account that you and Aries both are the ones who are going to be making changes to the account. So if in the event Aries calls to make a change, we have it notated on the account that she's also an authorized person to make changes. Okay?
Right.
And then I know you mentioned you have your wife's card, right?
Correct.
Okay. So... I can at least do the part of taking down the card information, but I cannot charge the card or anything else until I talk with her. And then I have to call you back, Daniel, so that way I can let you go over everything one more time and then, you know, solidify any other questions that you might have. Okay?
No problem.
So what is the name?
When I get off the phone, I'll call my wife and tell her to expect your call. And
okay.
Then I'll wait for your call back.
Okay. And then we can go ahead and take, I can either do the card information now, or do you want me to call her first and then call you back for the card information? Whatever's going to be.
I can give you the card information
okay.
now.
What's the name on the card?
Asta, A-S-T-A.
Uh-huh.
Miller.
Okay, no middle initial or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. And then what is the billing address for that card?
302
uh-huh.
Metropolitan Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11211.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you said it was an Amex, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the card number?
3797.
Mm-hmm.
762.
Uh-huh.
951.
Okay.
43000.
When's the expiration month and year?
5/26.
And the CVV code on the front?
2968.
Okay, you said it's 3797, 7629, 514-3000, right?
Correct. That's correct.
May of 2026 is when it expires, and the CVV code on the front is 2968, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you're going to call her first, let her know that I'm going to be calling just to do the voice verification with her, okay? And then it's going to be the first payment will be $698. Your next payment is not going to be until September 26th, but if you're going to change the card, I need you to call 3 business days before September 26th, and that's when we'll charge the $599. Okay.
I got it.
So give her a call. What time do you want me to call her?
You can call her in 5 minutes, I believe.
In 5 minutes. Okay. So go ahead and give her a call. Let her know that I'm going to be calling. And then what is the best phone number for your wife? That would be smart if I had the phone number for her. Right?
That would be.
I'm going to be like, wait. 646.
415.
415-1645. Okay, 646-415-1645. Okay, perfect.
Right.
So I will give Asta a call in 5 minutes, okay, to give you time to call her. Once I talk with her, I'm going to call you back, Daniel. Or do you need me to call Aries so that way we can all three be on the phone?
No, I think you could just call me back.
Okay. Okay.
Alice, is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'll call you later, Alice.
Okay. It was nice talking with you, Aris. And then you get the email. She'll get the email too, right, about the client interview?
Yes.
As a reminder. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And just to clarify, in the interview, we are going to, we need to be prepared with some keywords, zip codes, and what else again?
So in the client interview, okay, try to have the zip codes, right, the specific zip codes that you guys want, okay?
Yeah.
Also, confirm if there is a unit number on the address because we want to make sure that the PIN code gets to you guys. If there's a unit number, we want to make sure that you guys get that it's included on there. So just confirm if there's a unit number, okay? Because
I'll
PIN code... The PIN code will come to you guys within 6 to 10 days, okay? It's going to be mailed from Google. So because we're updating the address and the company name is why more than likely they're going to send out another PIN code, okay, just to verify the business, that's all. And then so you guys will get that PIN code, but I want to make sure that if there is a unit number that we have that included, okay? So that's all we need to know, okay?
No problem.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Okay, Alice, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It was nice talking with you. And, Daniel, I'll call your wife in 5 minutes. And when I'm done with her, then I'll call you back. And only let her know it only takes about a 90-second voice verification. It's not that long. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you later.
Bye. Okay. Bye.